Now, a Blackburn lawyer has been instrumental in changing the law and doubling the jail term for stalkers and others who carry out devastating campaigns of harassment. The new tougher measures announced today by the Ministry of Justice means that the maximum jail sentence for stalking will rise from 5 to 10 years, or from 7 to 14 for racially or religiously aggravated offences. Now, the changes have been brought about by thanks to a campaign led by a stalking support service called Paladin, which is chaired by Blackburn solicitor Rachel Horman, who's also deals with stalking and domestic violence cases, who gladly joins us now. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good evening.
And welcome to you. You know, you've been a key player, as we say, in this campaign to change the law and increase the jail terms for stalkers. You must be absolutely delighted with the news today.
Yeah, I am. I'm over the moon. We hoped that this would be the outcome. But initially, when we did launch this campaign, the government indicated that they didn't support our campaign because they were worried that that would lead to lots of other applications to increase sentencing for other crimes. So we're absolutely over the moon that they have now announced that they will back it and that the law will change. And this is just really, really important for the victims of stalking.
Well, you say the victims of stalking. I'm sure many of us have read in horror some of the cases in the newspapers over the years and TV reports and radio reports. That's when they finally get to court or anything else. But there's a lot goes on. And before that, isn't there? Tell us about your background in your support to victims of stalking and why you were involved.
Well, I've been advising victims of stalking now for approximately 20 years. I've been involved with Paladin, which is the National Stalking Advocacy Service, for about 3.5 years. And Paladin provide advocacy for high-risk victims of stalking, because stalking is such a serious offence that we see it in lots of murders, particularly domestic abuse related murders. In general, in most of those cases, the victim has been stalked beforehand. So it is a really serious crime, and it's something that hasn't been taken seriously until recently, really. And I think the work of Paladin has certainly helped with that in raising the public awareness.
Well, you say that all before, Rachel, but these things can escalate rapidly, can't they, and turn into something totally different.
Of course, and that's the problem. And one of the things we want to get out there is to encourage people to report this straight away. On average, a victim will experience 100 incidents of stalking before they even go to the police. That's way too late. They shouldn't have to experience 100 incidents. Under the law as it stands, the police only require 2 incidents to prosecute. So what I would say is victims must report straight away. Mm. As soon as you feel uncomfortable, report.
Absolutely. And, you know, you may feel that you don't want to do that, your consequences, all that kind of thing. But the advice is just do it.
Do it and let the police do their job. The police are receiving more training than they've had in relation to this offence, and it is, you know, it's still not dealt with like we would like it to be, but it is being dealt with better year upon year. So please do report it, even if in the past you feel that you have been fobbed up a little bit by the police. Report it, because you might find that they treat you very differently now.
Things change, they do, they evolve over the years. Now, I was looking at some of the stats today, which amazed me. Out of the cases last year, the average sentence was 14 point something months. I mean, that's just tell me in that relation to that stat, how important it is today to double the possible sentence for this crime.
It's really important. And of course, every crime will not receive the maximum sentence. But the problem is there are several cases where judges have said that their hands have been tied behind their back by the law as it stands, and they've not been able to give more than 5 years, which is the maximum. So this is great, because it does give judges the option to sentence more harshly as the crime deserves. But the reality is most cases, unfortunately, aren't even getting to court. So whilst this is fantastic news, we're not resting on our laurels. What we want to do is encourage more people to come forward and for the police to start taking it more seriously than they do, so that these cases do end up at court, and now that the judges have got the tools to be able to deal with this crime properly.
And it can affect, and it does affect, whole families, doesn't it? You know, extended families as well. And if something does happen, as you say, many don't even get to court. The ones that do, and if you see a sentence, 6, 7, 8 months, it all can just start again, can't it, straight after? And that's the fear.
Yeah, I mean, the perpetrator is released from custody almost as soon as they've been sentenced. So the victim doesn't really get any time to recuperate from the awful ordeal that they've been through. So this will hopefully act as a deterrent towards stalkers, but also to give that victim a period of time when they aren't going to be stalked, because the problem is with stalking, it is about obsession and fixation. And these stalkers, quite often, when they're released from a short period in custody, will just start that campaign straight away again. So to have 10 years at least does give the victim a break.
Yeah. And just finally, when are these new guidelines going to come into effect then?
The government hasn't said yet, but we would hope that it will be possibly by the end of the year. But they haven't announced that yet, but you can rest assured that we will be pressing them for an announcement about that. Mm.
And does it affect your work, you know, as a lawyer involved in all this? How much effect does it have on your work and how you approach this now?
I think it does, because it raises the profile of it. And now we've got a 10-year sentence. I think it makes people realise that this is a serious offence. And something that needs to be taken seriously. The problem that we've had is that as a society, when we talk about stalking, it's usually as a joke and we laugh about it and we'll say, oh, I'm Facebook stalking you and that kind of thing. And we would never say that about, you know, a lot of other offences. So it's about changing the perception of what it is. And we're talking about psychological terrorism. It will be the first thing and the last thing that you think about every time you wake up for when you go to bed. And it completely dominates your life, and it does steal lives and can lead to murder. So I think if it just changes that perception, then that will be a great thing.
Absolutely. There's been some very high profile people talking about it after the event as well. Thank you so much for your time, Rachel. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Rachel Horman, solicitor and head of the Domestic Abuse, Stalking and Forced Marriage at Watson Solicitors, and chair of Stalking Support Service Paladin. Interesting.